Howdy, Hillsboro. You know what time it is, man. It is Sunday, and over here at 97.9 The Hill, we are coming at you kind of live from Hillsboro, the best borough, the very best borough. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author and bartender over at Yonder Bar in Hillsboro, joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, a massage therapist and also bartender. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm really good today, Eric. I'm thinking about vacation, which is our theme for the week.
Dude, you're always thinking about vacation. We work together, and it's all you talk about is what you're going to do when you get the hell out of here.
What can I say? I'm future-minded.
I myself am thinking about vacation, but at the moment, we're taking a little break at one of the most iconic of iconic Hillsboro locations, the weird little wicker arch right across the street from Weaver Street Market.
I believe this is River Park, is it not?
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Let's call it the park over there by the weird wicker arch.
Yeah. Well, we're actually under the arch. We brought out some lawn chairs.
And what's funny is there's been a person over here underneath the bridge right next to us that's been tagging that's been spray painting graffiti
Who
all
is
up
that?
Underneath that. Holy cow, it's Victoria Pace.
Victoria.
Hey, hello there.
Victoria, you over there spray painting.
It's a passion. Art is my passion. Bad opinions is my passion. So I might as well decorate our beautiful Hillsboro.
It is kind of lovely. It is. What is that you've painted over there?
I think it's open for interpretation based on the viewer. You can tell me what you see, what it inspires within you.
It kind of looks like a combination of like a peace sign and a smiley face and a bunch of exclamation points. Is that what I'm seeing?
That is kind of the aura that I'm going for.
Nice.
Eric, any opinions? Any beautiful images jump out at you?
To me, it looks like one big giant eggplant.
Oh, you know what? That's on the other side over there.
It's upside down, though.
That's an emoji.
How have you been? What's going on with you?
I've been great. Thrilled to be here with you guys. Not a lot. Enjoying the scorching heat of summer and the beautiful wicker arch that we have here in Wicker Arch Park.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it's called? Is it Wicker Man Park?
Oh, you know what?
They burnt that guy, right?
That would be so awesome if that's like the next phase of what happens over here in River Park is they just start burning witches alive and stuff.
Oh, my God, yes. This harkened back to better times. Victoria, you are on the tourism board in Hillsboro, are you not?
I am. I am known among my friends as being a big-time Hillsboro enthusiast, and so it kind of fit that would be a good outlet for me to, instead of ambush all of them with everything that I love about Hillsboro, focus that energy into the board and the town.
Nice. How long have you lived in Hillsboro?
Since 2016, I was a student at Chapel Hill, go Heels, and graduated from there. And while I adore Chapel Hill, it is very much a college town. I love that, but didn't know that I wanted to live that for much longer. So started looking around at the surrounding towns, and Hillsboro jumped out as, you know, a cute place, but also with a place that was available for rent with a fenced-in yard, which is what I was looking for, and didn't know much about it otherwise, but ended up here and have just fallen in love.
What do you love about it? Tell us a few things.
Oh, is this a 3-hour segment? you know, it's I find something new all the time, but the people are wonderful. You know, the restaurants and bars and the places we have to go to are wonderful. I feel like just walking around, I see something or meet someone new all the time that just makes it a fun place to live.
We're super grateful to you because you have considerably lowered the median age of Hillsboro residents by moving there. So thank you very much for that.
You know, that was something that I observed when I first moved here. I was, 23. And I was like, wow, there's just no one my age. And now I'm like, you know what? There are more people my age, but I'm realizing that I'm actually just aging into it. Maybe more than there are 23-year-olds moving here.
Yeah. So people ask us all the time. They say, where are all the young people at? And I'm like, she'll be here. She'll be here in like Just give her some time. She usually comes in around 9.
Yeah, she might have some out-of-town friends. Yeah, I think Hillsborough has aged us up a little bit. I mean, I'm having dinner at 5:30, in bed by 11, but it's good for you, you know?
Yeah, just that boomer state of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's a song, right?
How you digging this wicker arch? Were you one of the ones that planted it here?
I did not have a role in the wicker arch. I think it, you know, reminds me of the really lovely. Do you guys remember the, stick sculpture that was on the Riverwalk a few years ago? Mm-hmm. That was kind of interactive. Yeah. I loved that, and this kind of reminds me of that in a way. I think it'll probably silver and age well, and. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wicker arch.
Yeah.
We received a bit of history on this weird wicker arch that it turns out it was a giant oak tree, a beloved oak tree that fell during a hurricane. It's some people going back and forth with Hurricane Michael or Hurricane Matthew or Hurricane Lana. But like one of them knocked this tree down and they decided that they were going to take it and turn it into this wicker stick sculpture that it is here.
That's a beautiful appeal.
Well, we're
if
just,
nothing else.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about vacation, Victoria. Are you planning any vacations this summer?
Planning vacations. I don't think I have any on the docket. I mean, I should because we all had to stay inside for a couple of years, and now I feel like is the time for us to all kind of go a little bit feral around the world.
I like that word.
It is kind of how it seems things are, you know, for better or for worse. Sometimes you run into people and you're just like, wow, that was crazy negative. I don't think you need to act that way, but maybe you just haven't seen a person for 2 years. And sometimes it's really positive and you're really enthusiastic. So I traveled to Mexico in March. So that was a past vacation. And that was very fun. And then most recently went to a wedding, which I wouldn't say always counts as a vacation, but it was out of town in Weaverville and happened to be the best wedding I've ever been to. So, yeah, it was. I wish you all had been there. The dance floor was wonderful. The people were wonderful. You know, I kind of like weddings, but I think even people that don't like weddings enjoyed this one. So I would say that, you know, I'm going to try to hit the beach, I guess. Maybe I should get something on the schedule. Are you guys doing anything?
I mean, I'm going to stay under this arch for as long as possible until they kick me out.
I guess this is a vacation of sorts.
It totally
kind of
is.
Transported in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to Ireland to hell with this arch. As soon as the show's over, I'm getting out from underneath this arch. So I'll send you a postcard. It'll be addressed to Alexis, the woman underneath the arch.
Send it from an Irish arch.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fire station's right across the street, so if I need to bathe or cool off, they can just spray me with the hose.
Well, you got to start a fire. What are you going to burn?
Oh.
It's a whole lot of wicker.
We might need to burn this arch. Okay, well, when we come back, we'll talk about burning the arch. Do we need to break here?
We probably better answer questions instead because I think we're going to get in trouble with the tourism board if we start talking about burning the arch.
Yeah, come visit our arch.
Yeah, come visit the arch. And stick around because we're going to ask, we're going to have your burning questions answered in the Ask Alexis segment. We'll talk to you soon. So don't wait down the Holiday Road.
My name is Huber Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Hillsborough. This is Alexis Bravos, one of your hosts on 97.9 The Hill. I am joined here by my partner in crime, Eric Pruitt, who is hysterically laughing for some reason.
Just this weird wicker thing is making me hysterical.
So we're back to answer some of your advice questions. We take advice questions in the pickle jar on the bar at Yonder. So come by and drop your question in if you have one. And if you don't, just make something up. And you can also get your questions answered on chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. We are joined here this week by our guest, Victoria Pace. Victoria, will you help us answer some questions?
There's nothing I love more than giving bad advice boldly.
Okay. Like, what gives us the right? Nothing. All right. Dear Alexis, I want to live in Hillsboro, but I'm not an artist. What should I do? Well, you know, I think artists are a little bit overrated, depending on the art. I would say if you don't already have an occupation or a hobby, become a political organizer. Get all your neighbors to vote. Organize protests. You see a theme here. Do something for your country. Fight climate change. Like, literally anything but be an artist. Victoria?
I think that's great advice. You know, you certainly don't have to be an artist to live in Hillsboro. I'll say it takes all kinds, and it would be nice to have a town with, you know, different people, not all artists. You can certainly be an organizer. I think Hillsboro community is very enthusiastic about being active and speaking out. But yeah, you can do. It's not only those two things that you can choose from. You can be a bartender. You can be a local rapscallion and spray paint under the bridge. You can build wicker arches to set in every park.
She said a big word that I don't know.
Wicker? What? Hey, if you're looking for something to do, why don't you start an Ethiopian restaurant? Because
I
would love some Ethiopian food. So, instead of being an artist, why don't you be like own an Ethiopian restaurant?
Learn to make injera.
Is that how you say that word?
I think so.
I always just point at the menu and say, bring me that.
You know what? I would say that is art, though, in a way. Maybe it's all art.
Start a yoga studio.
Or come do yoga at Yonder on Sundays at 1:30, y'all. All right, let's move on. Dear Alexis, how do I take my space as a woman? I'm not sure what you mean by space. Let's take some more questions. Dear Alexis, should I cut bangs? In parentheses, I am over 40 years. Now, I go through the pile of questions every week and choose the ones that I think would be most appropriate for our guest at the time. And I have to say, Victoria, you have excellent bangs.
Oh, thank you so much.
Our
bangs originated from the same place, I do believe.
Well, I've had bangs since I was 4.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know what? Fair.
But we do go to the same hairdresser.
Yes. Yeah.
Who will remain nameless because she's not in Hillsboro.
Not in Hillsboro, but we do love it. I am a big bang enthusiast. I say you should go for it. They're great. It's never a mistake. And even when it is, you know what? Hair grows. I've had a couple of horrifying bang trims, mm-hmm. Which... good thing we're not on TV or I'd be showing it. But, you know, I say always go for the bangs.
Yes. And actually, the fact that you are over 40 can only help you. You need bangs to cover the wrinkles.
Yeah. I'm never worried about what my forehead's going to look like.
Yeah. Me neither. I have a friend that gets Botox in her forehead. And I'm like, why? And she's like, wrinkles. And I'm like, what wrinkles? Don't the bangs cover it?
Yeah.
She doesn't have bangs.
Save money. Get bangs.
Yeah. Exactly. Eric, what do you think about bangs?
It's hard for me to offer an opinion because I actually wrote that question. So thank you. Thank you both for answering. Y'all are rocking the bangs, so y'all have talked me into it.
Well,
so,
we do have that attachment, the fake bangs, that I don't know why we had those.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But I have a picture of you wearing
them. And I rocked them.
Looked amazing. Yes.
Well, actually, all we need right now is a comb and a flat iron. And, you know, we could be getting you a little bit of... maybe Peggy from Mad Men,
yes.
First season bangs.
Some baby bangs.
That's what the fake bangs were from. Peggy from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they
that
were
was
from.
Sarah.
Doing the movie night live.
Exactly. Well, maybe during the break we can make some bangs for Eric.
I'm like really looking forward to this.
Okay.
By the way, I haven't been this excited.
It's going to be a makeover.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You guys come over to the arch. We'll be cutting bangs all night.
All right. Let's move on to another question. Dear Alexis, how do... Dear Alexis, how do I become a zaddy? Mm. Z-A-D-D-Y. and not being, you're of a younger generation, you're a millennial, right, Victoria?
Yeah.
Can you please define this word for me?
It is a word that evades definition, I would say. You just know it when you see it. I think zaddy is a state of mind. So you go in having that confidence, having the desire to maybe step on a couple necks of a few select people, and you're there. You're zaddied out.
Is Eric a zaddy?
I'm sure Eric has his zaddy moments, to be sure.
Can I be a zaddy?
I think you could be a zaddy.
Okay.
For me, zaddy is not gender specific.
Okay.
I think anyone can become a zaddy. That's my advice to all the listeners.
Yeah.
Find the zaddy in you.
Well, I've been told that I have daddy energy. Mm. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but maybe it's like I'm like grumpy. Or, I don't know, controlling like a daddy.
That's perfect. But, and then you just add a little bit of spice and you got the Z there.
Okay. All right. I'm still a little confused at the difference between a daddy and a zaddy. But, you know, I'm old, so what do I know?
Zaddy dresses well.
Okay.
Yeah. Zaddy's like a daddy, but stylish.
All right. All right. I got you. Do we have time for one more?
Oh, girl, you know it's true.
All right. Let's see. Here's another hair question. I pulled aside all the hair questions for you, Victoria.
Do I have good hair? I've fought my hair my entire life.
So have
you
I.
You got some rocking hair.
So have
you,
I.
You got
but
hair.
I think you have good hair.
Wow.
Dear Alexis, what is the best haircut for wavy, not curly hair?
Again,
interesting
perfect.
That you asked that, yeah. Because both Victoria and I have wavy but not super curly hair.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you can bump up the curls through a lot of effort and the curly girl method and all of that. And
wait, did you just say curly girl
the
method?
The curly girl method, yes.
What is that?
It is really a lifestyle. You've got to have the towels, the product, the shampoo. Sometimes you don't shampoo. You've really got to learn to live with a significant transition period that I'm not very into. I'd rather just kind of do my regular routine, grab one product, go. But it is nice to not have the full curly haircuts for it. I would say, you know, it depends on the level of maintenance that you want. Yeah. I like lightly layered.
Yeah. I say keep it long.
Keep it long. What's the long threshold?
Well, just coming from experience, anytime my hair has been shorter, it's just been a disaster because of the waviness and the inability to control it.
I haven't had shorter than shoulder length, which feels short for me, and I've had it long. But I think length doesn't really matter as long as you've got that good cut.
Yeah.
Layers are kind of
tell
key
that to the
to
judge.
Break it up. Yeah.
I have to say I love a curly bang. Speaking of bangs.
Yeah.
Those are hard to maintain, but I love a curly bang.
Yeah.
Right, I think we've gone over our time limit for this section talking about hair.
Dude, trust me, I can talk about hair all day, but I'm a man which has a certain amount of self-entitledness, so I just yell at my hair until it does what it's supposed to do.
That's that zaddy energy?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I think we still have a sponsor left. I'm not sure, but we're going to hear from
it's
them real quick.
Now.
And then we're going to come back with Victoria and we're going to ask a few more questions. So see y'all in a second.
See ya.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Coming from you live-ish from 97.9 The Hill. This is Victoria Pace. I am thrilled to be a guest here with Eric and Alexis.
What's
up?
That was amazing. Like your howdy Hillsboro just
thank you.
Really blows mine out of the water.
Well, I know that like if I'm ever unable to fulfill my duties. Someone can step in for me.
No one would ever say that about you, Eric.
This is more a job interview than guest spot
well,
for me.
What, are you trying to take my job?
No. I'm trying to join your job.
Oh, you got it. You got the job.
Absolutely.
You're hired. You're hired.
Victoria had to take over for a second because Eric had to stop me from lighting a fire.
Yeah, dude, don't burn the weird wicker structure, man.
Well, this is my home now, so I probably shouldn't burn it down.
So, yeah, if you're hanging out here, just come and see Alexis at our house, which is now underneath the weird wicker structure, and say hello to Victoria, who's probably over there tagging underneath the bridge. they're both sharing hair tips.
So, Victoria, speaking of Hillsborough, and we're going to get to some questions in a minute, tell us about where you like to go in Hillsborough, if you're going a day out or a night out or...
It is so hard to narrow it down. Of course, you all know that Yonder's a favorite or I wouldn't be here. That's been our favorite place. Kind of started coming there as a good place to get a specialty cocktail on special occasions and we would come there to celebrate. And so we just got that positive association and kept on coming. And it was always fun with you guys. So love going to Yonder. Nash Street Tavern is another favorite. Good games, good vibes, good people. Love it at Nash Street. I special shout out to all Hillsborough establishments. You are all hold special places in my heart, but those are two of my favorite bars. Nomad for food. I feel so grateful to have a place like Nomad in Hillsborough, smaller town, smaller downtown. The food is amazing, great variety, great people as well. So big, big fan of Nomad.
Cool. And you, I believe I don't know if we knew each other from the bar already, but we both have dogs.
Yes.
You have a very, very adorable beagle, and I have a weird little beagle mix.
Yes.
Where do you like to walk your dog?
Oh, you will see me on any street. But walking around downtown, it's a lovely place to walk around. I live in West Hillsborough, so sometimes I'll launch all the way across to, the side where St. Mary's Road is and the Historic Alliance. There's a lovely garden there. The Riverwalk is wonderful. But just walking around, seeing the houses, seeing the people's, everyone has a great garden in Hillsborough, it seems. So it's a beautiful place to walk.
Sweet. You want to answer a couple more questions?
Oh, I would love to.
Awesome. All right. Here's one which is just informational that I think some people might need. Dear Alexis, how do I sign up for Sunday yoga? I assume this person is talking about yoga at Yonder. Eric, how does a person sign up if they want to do yoga?
Man, that's a good question. You can sign up. You can go to the website and they take you to this link where you can sign up. You can. Some people have been showing up. And that's cool, but sometimes it fills up. So I would definitely go to the website and then follow the links to the sign up link.
All right. Go to the website, come to yoga.
Get in there.
Super
just
fun.
Get in there because, namaste and all that.
Yeah. It's super fun. Okay. So we had some questions that I assume were from women that were hair related. And now I have some questions that are both from men about, taking care of your body. Dear Alexis, at what age can I give up on plucking and I don't know what this word is, but it looks like burning ear hair.
Dude, don't give up. Don't give up. Let's fight that fight.
Eric, is burning ear hair a thing?
I'm happy to say I've not reached ear hair phase yet. I mean, I'm sure it's coming, but I'm not there, so I don't know. But I know that if there was even so much as one sprout now, man, I'd have that thing removed. So I'd probably take off my ears before I walk around ear hair.
You guys, we're on ear watch 2022.
Yeah.
We're just constantly keeping an eye on Eric's ears.
Or if you ever need to give him a good panic, just walk up and say, "What? Is that a hair?
Do not play.
But I feel like it would be, it must be incredibly painful to pluck a hair out of your ear.
I mean, but do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do it.
You know what? I'm going to be on the opposite side of this and say if you
keep
have.
Keep it furry?
You might have a partner that just loves that ear hair.
Just gets their fingers right into that ear hair.
Yeah, something nice to grab onto. Yeah. And,
during special times.
Grow it out. We'll come by and give it a trim if you need when we're doing our bang trims.
Totally.
Ear trims. But
We do it all. Come to the Wicker Arch. We're giving ear hair trims. All right. We've got time for one more, I think. This will be a quick one. Dear Alexis, this is a very long question. I was getting some body waxing done, and my skin therapist, I don't know what that is, told me she has some male clients who get, quote-unquote, Brazilians. I manscape with a razor, but I'm contemplating going the Brazilian route. Should I stay with the razor?
Whew.
Wow.
I would love to take this one.
Okay, please do, because I feel like either of these options are either painful or just real itchy.
Oh, of course. You know, I think it is a, again, a you choice and a partner choice. I don't know what it's like to have a Brazilian from the male perspective. I do know that it's a sensitive area and you can sometimes run into, you got to make sure you have the right person. That is key.
Bro.
It's going to be a sweaty, teeth-clenching experience no matter what.
Don't drink beforehand.
Do not drink beforehand. Take some aspirin beforehand. Something stronger if you can get it. I mean, it is quite the experience, but then you're nice and smooth for a certain amount of time.
Till you have to do it again.
Yeah, till you have to do
it
again.
What are we, strippers?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do we...
Well, they could be.
Maybe they are.
You know what? You don't have to, strippers don't have to, but,
you know. That's right. Thank you, peaches.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I would say that is up to you, but it would probably make for a good story.
All right. Well, come to the bar at Yonder. Tell us the story of your male Brazilian. We're dying to know.
We want to know. Are you bushy or are you smooth as a baby dolphin? We're dying to know. So have a drink and tell us.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us this week. If we still have a show, we will be here next week. And thank you so much, Victoria, for coming on.
Oh, thank
you, Victoria.
So
you rock.
It was wonderful to be here. It's a lot of fun, as always.
All right. Y'all have been joining us on Howdy Hillsboro from 97.9 The Hill. See y'all next week.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.